读新约圣经以弗所书第四章。
Let's read chapter 4 in the book of Ephesians in the New Testament.
我们读以弗所书第四章第一节到第十六节。
Let's read verse 1 through verse 16 in chapter 4 of the book of Ephesians.
第一节，我为主被囚的劝你们，既然蒙召，行事为人，就当与蒙召的恩相称。
Verse 1, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, entreat you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling with which you have been called.
凡事谦虚、温柔、忍耐，用爱心互相宽容，用和平彼此联络，竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
With all humility and gentleness, with patience, showing forbearance to one another in love, being diligent to preserve the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace.
身体只有一个，圣灵只有一个，正如你们蒙召，同有一个指望。
There is one body and one Spirit, just as also you were called in one hope of your calling.
一主一信，一喜。
One Lord, one faith, one baptism.
一神就是众人的父，超乎众人之上，冠乎众人之中，也住在众人之内。
One God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all.
我们个人蒙恩，都是照基督所量给个人的恩赐。
But to each one of us, grace was given according to the measure of Christ's gift.
所以经上说，他升上高天的时候，掳掠了仇敌，将各样的恩赐赏给人。
Therefore it says, when he ascended on high, he led captive a host of captives, and he gave gifts to men.
既说升上，岂不是先降在地下吗？
Now this expression, he ascended, what does it mean except that he also had descended into the lower parts of the earth?
那降下的就是远升诸天之上，要充满万有的。
He who descended is himself also, he who ascended far above all the heavens, that he might fill all things.
他所赐的有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有牧养 和教师。
And he gave some as apostles, and some as prophets, and some as evangelists, and some as pastors and teachers.
为要成全圣徒各尽其职，建立基督的身体。
For the equipping of the saints for the work of service, to the building up of the body of Christ.
只等到我们众人在真道上同归于一，认识神的儿子，得以长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。
Until we all attain to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a mature man, to the measure of the stature which belongs to the fullness of Christ.
使我们不再做小孩子，中了人的诡计和欺骗的法术，被一切异教之风摇动，飘来飘去，就随从各样的异端。
As a result, we're no longer to be children, tossed here and there by waves, and carried away by every wind of doctrine, by the trickery of men, by craftiness and deceitful scheming.
唯用爱心说诚实话，凡事长进，连于元首基督。
But holding to the truth in love, we are to grow up in all aspects into Him, who is the head, even Christ.
全身都靠他联络得合适，百节各按各职，照着个体的功用彼此相助，便叫身体渐渐长大，在爱中建立自己。
From whom the whole body, being fitted and held together by that which every joint supplies, according to the proper working of each individual part, causes the growth of the body for the building up of itself in love.
好，我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
主，我们心里何等的欢喜。
Lord, our hearts are full of joy.
因为今天我们实在得了一个不能震动的国。
Because today we've gained this unshakable kingdom.
所以我们心里就充满了感恩。
Therefore, our hearts are full of thanksgiving.
我们愿意照着你所喜悦的 存着敬虔敬畏的心一同的来服侍你。
We desire to worship you according to your desire with all reverence.
感谢你在基督耶稣里召了我们。
We thank you that you have called us in Christ Jesus.
实在不是照着我们的行为。
It is not according to our works.
但是照着你的旨意和恩典。
But it is according to your will and your grace.
早晨我们愿意你借着圣灵再把你的这恩召在启示在我们的里面。
This morning, we want you to reveal your gracious calling in us through the Spirit again.
好让我们生活行事为人与我们所蒙的这恩召相称。
So that we can walk in a manner worthy of the calling with which we have been called.
我们都愿有一个受教的心。
We want to have a teachable heart.
我们都愿意有一个可听的耳朵。
We want to be to have a ear that can listen.
我们无论讲的还是听的，我们都愿意听见你自己的声音。
Whether we're speaking or we're hearing, we want to hear your own voice.
我们一同仰望你自己的怜悯。
We look upon you for your mercy.
求主听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen. 感谢主，我们今天开始读以弗所书第四章。
We thank the Lord that we're starting to read chapter 4 of the book of Ephesians.
我们知道以弗所书分两个部分。
We know that the book of Ephesians can be divided into two parts.
前面三章特别讲到关乎教会的启示。
The first three chapters enlighten us upon the vision of the church.
后面三章就特别讲到教会的生活。
The last three chapters talk about the church life.
教会的启示或者说教会的意象是非常重要的。
The revelation of the church or the vision of the church is very important.
教会的生活也同样是非常重要的。
Church life is also equally important.
这两方面我们都必须同样的来看重。
We need to put equal emphasis on both of these two parts.
有的时候我们很愿意讲到教会的意象。
A lot of times we want to talk about the vision of the church.
因为那实在让我们心里面感到欢喜快乐。
Because when we talk about the vision of the church, our hearts are filled with joy.
这实在是我们实在超过我们人心所求所想。
This is exceeding what we can think or ask for.
这实在好像我们从前连做梦都没有想过的。
This is something that we cannot even dream about in the past.
但是借着圣灵今天向我们开启了。
However, it is now revealed to us through the Holy Spirit.
让我们今天竟然晓得神在这历世历代以来他那个旨意的奥秘。
So that we can know the mystery of his will through all generations and ages today.
这实在是让我们心里面感恩不尽的。
This is the reason why we are so thankful.
我们从前没有得救之前，我们最多知道这个世界里面有什么。
Before we were saved, we only knew what the world had.
就是或者说 就是在世界里它有什么 ？What is in the world? 那么或者它是这个怎样在那里运转的？
Before we were saved, we just know what is in the world. We know how the earth orbits.
对，那我们现在感谢主，我们就特别知道为什么有这个世界。
But thank the Lord, now we know why we have this earth.
我们不仅知其然，我们今天更是知其所以然。
Not only do we know the reasoning behind.
弟兄姊妹，这太宝贵了。
This is so precious.
如果我们对一件事只知道其然的话，我们而不知道其所以然，我们实在是一个没有目的的人。
If we only know the outward facts and we don't know the reasoning behind, we are someone who are living without a purpose.
弟兄姊妹，今天实在是蒙了太大的恩典。
Dear brothers and sisters, today we have gained such grace.
神竟然让我们知道他旨意的奥秘。
God revealed to us the mystery of his will.
他让我们能明白教会原来是基督的身体。
He lets us see that Christ, a church is the body of Christ.
是那充满万有者所充满的。
It is the fullness of him who fills all in all.
教会乃是神的家。
The church is the house of God.
是神借着圣灵居住的所在。
The church is the dwelling place of God through the Holy Spirit.
今天教会在地上要彰显出基督那测不透的丰富。
And today the church will manifest the unfathomable riches of Christ on this earth.
这些现今这些这个执政的掌权的这些天上这些这个一切的受造之物现今就知道神百般的智慧。
so that the manifold wisdom of God can be revealed to the rulers and authorities and the created things.
弟兄姊妹，这实在是太奇妙的事。
Brothers and sisters, this is amazing.
我们很喜欢谈论这些。
We like to talk about
these matters. 很多时候我们把我们的注意力都放在这个意象的上面。
A lot of times we put our attention to the vision.
这实在是非常重要的事。
This is truly important.
但是我们如果只讲这个意象的话，
However, if we only dwell upon the vision,
而我们没有实际的进入到教会生活的话，
However, we do not enter into the reality of the church life.
我们看见说这些意象有的时候就成了想象。
A lot of times these visions become imaginations.
神他要得着的在我们中间就显不出来。
And what God wants to gain of us cannot be manifested in us.
我们就不能够来实现我们救恩的目的。
And we cannot realize the reason for our salvation.
弟兄姊妹，教会的生活是非常重要的。
Brothers and sisters, the church life is very important.
但是有的时候我们也非常强调教会的生活。
A lot of times we also emphasize on the
有的弟兄姊妹就说你前面讲了三次讲得太长了。
Some brothers and sisters said to me that the time when you preach on the first
week, 我们都在等着怎样过教会生活的。
We are waiting for you to preach on the
church life. 这才比较实际一点。
Because that is more practical.
所以有些时候我们就想说我们就只注重教会的生活。
So sometimes we only emphasize on church life.
但是弟兄姊妹，如果我们没有让赐人智慧启示的灵把神的心意把教会启示在我们里面的话。
However, if we do not have the spirit of wisdom and of revelation and get this vision of church life in us,
弟兄姊妹，我们的教会生活很多时候要受到很多的，可以受到很大的亏损。
However, if we do not have the vision, a lot of times our church life will be falling short of His glory.
我们看见有些弟兄姊妹，他们就从主心意的这条路上就偏出去了。
We see that some brothers and sisters have gone astray from the will of God.
因为没有意象，民就放肆。
Because when there's no vision, the people go astray.
今天有许多的神的百姓拣选了容易的道路。
Today, a lot of God's people have chosen the easy way out.
拣选了自己的道路。
They have chosen their own way.
却没有照着神的心意在那里过教会的生活。
And they have not led the church life according to God's desire.
弟兄姊妹，这两方面都是非常重要的。
Brothers and sisters, these two aspects are all important.
意象不仅让我们知道我们所走的道路。
The vision will show us the way we're supposed to partake.
意象更给我们忍耐的力量。
The vision also gives us the strength to endure.
弟兄姊妹，我们这里所看见的乃是神他的永远的心意。
Brothers and sisters, here we see the eternal purpose of God.
这里讲到的是教会荣耀的见证。
This is we're talking about the testimony of the glorious church.
这是仇敌最惧怕也是最仇恨的一件事。
This is what the enemy fear of and detest.
我们知道在这条道路上要经过多少的征战，要经过多少的艰难和困苦。
So we know that on this way, there's a lot of affliction and warfare.
若不是圣灵把这个意象这样的启示在我们里面，
were it not for the Holy Spirit that revealed this vision in us,
弟兄姊妹，我们靠着我们天然的力量，我们没有办法走上这条荣耀的道路。
Brothers and sisters, by our own strength, we cannot partake of this glorious way.
我们就没有办法像使徒保罗那样做见证说，我的一生都没有违背那从天上来的意象。
And as a result, we cannot bear the testimony of the Apostle Paul that I have not been disobedient to the heavenly vision.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们进入到以弗所书第二部分的时候，
So brothers and sisters, as we enter into the second part of the book of Ephesians,
我们盼望我们在主的面前在这两方面我们都非常的看重。
So we desire that we would put emphasis on both of these aspects.
以免我们真的求圣灵把这个荣耀的意象一直的开启在我们的里面。
On one hand, we ask the Holy Spirit to continuously reveal this glorious vision in us.
以免我们愿意借着圣灵的带领进入教会的生活。
On the other hand, through the leading of the Holy Spirit, we desire to enter into the church life.
当讲到教会生活的时候，
As we talk about church life,
我们看见在这第四章第一节，他就告诉我们。
In verse 1 of chapter 4, it says,
他说，我为主被囚的劝你们，既然蒙召，
行事为人就当与蒙召的恩相称。
I, therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, entreat you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling with which you have been called.
我们如果仔细听的话，你发现英文跟中文翻的有一个分别。
If you listen carefully, there's a difference in the English and the Chinese translation of the original text.
在这个原文的圣经里面告诉我们说，我们既然蒙召，就当就行事为人，就当与所蒙的召相称。
In the original text, it says that because we have been called, we need to walk in a manner worthy of the calling with which we have been called.
那你说这有什么区别呢？
And you say, what's the distinction?
你说这个呼召不就是很大的恩典吗？
Isn't the calling itself grace?
弟兄姊妹，这呼召实在太大的恩典。
Brothers and sisters, this is a great, the calling is a great grace.
主不仅仅他拯救我们，他还呼召我们。
Not only did the Lord save us, but
he also called
us. It is grace upon grace.
但是这里面说到与蒙召的恩相称，或者说与所蒙的召相称，这个重点上有些分别。
While the Chinese text said that we should walk in the manner with which worthy of the grace with which we have been called, so there's a distinction between worthy of the calling versus worthy of the grace by which we have been called.
说到恩典的时候，我们知道那是我们所得着的基督。
When we talk about grace, we know that it's
the Lord Jesus
that we have attained.
就是恩典。
The Lord Jesus is grace.
每次我们说到这个恩典的时候，我们心里是何等的欢喜。
Every time we talk about grace, our hearts are full of joy.
因为一切都是从主耶稣来的。
Because everything comes from the Lord Jesus.
是他爱了我们。
It is He who loves us.
是他救了我们。
It is He who has saved us.
是他赦免了我们。
It is He who forgives us.
而且是他今天亲自来背负我们一切的重担。
And it is He today who personally carries all of our heavy burdens.
也是他亲自来带领我们。
And it is He who personally leads us.
说到这个恩典，我们实在是太感恩了。
So when we speak about this grace, we are
indeed thankful. 这恩典实在太宝贵了。
Grace is indeed precious.
我们真的盼望，真的有一个行事为人是与这个恩典相称的生活。
We truly desire to walk in a manner worthy of this grace that we have.
但是当我们说到蒙恩的时候
，But as we talk about that we have been blessed by His grace.
很多时候是讲到我们所得着的。
A lot of times we're talking about what we have gained.
所以你看见说那个蒙召的生活和蒙恩的生活，在这一点上有一个侧重点的一个分别。
So to lead a life that is worthy of the calling and worthy of the grace, there's some difference in emphasis.
蒙召的生活是照着主的心意而生活。
A life that is being called is a life that is lived according to the desire of God.
过一个蒙恩的生活是非常好，非常美的。
It is also good to and beautiful to lead a life that is worthy of His grace. 我们实在是应该
常被主的恩典所感，愿意把自己完全奉献给神。
Truly, it is good to be inspired by His grace to totally consecrate yourself.
但是说到恩典的时候，很多时候我们所强调的是我们所得着的。
But when we talk about grace, a lot of times we emphasize on what we have gained.
那么说到呼召的时候，是说到主所要得着的。
When we talk about calling, it is what God, the Lord, can gain.
所以有的时候我们想到我们要过一个蒙恩的生活的时候
，leading a life worthy of the grace，
我们想说这恩为主做一些事情。
We think that we need to do something.
这个感人的弟兄，他这个刚刚蒙恩。
Grace.
有天早晨，这个博饼
局 ，the table meeting，
我说他不会的，因为他实在他这个被主的爱摸着，他不会迟到的。
And I said, there's no way he would be late because he has been touched by God's love and he would not be late.
我就问他，那你这个怎么会迟到呢？你这个博饼聚会你怎么会迟到呢？
So I asked him, why were you late in table meeting?
他说主的爱这感动他。
And he said, the love of God has
moved him. 他要过一个与所蒙恩蒙的恩相称的生活。
And he wants to lead a life that is worthy of the grace with which he has been called.
他买了100份的报纸。
He bought 100 copies of the newspaper.
他把这个我们 Dumbo 附近的社区的每一家都发了一份报纸。
And so he distributed a copy of newspaper to all the families living in a community of Dumbo.
我听到的时候，我真的很受感动。
When I heard this, I was very moved.
但是弟兄姊妹，这里面所告诉我们的
，But however, brothers and sisters, here what they're talking about
是让我们在生命中更往前一步。
That we are taking a further step forward in our life.
不仅我们觉得主恩典是这样的宝贵
，Not only do we feel that the grace of Christ is so precious.
我们更知道我们是一个蒙召的一个人。
We also know that we're someone who has been called.
蒙召的意思就是我们今天是有目的的一般人。
When we say we're called, we that means that we lead a life with
purpose. 我们今天活在地上是有旨意的一般人。
We are someone who lives.
我们是为了神那永恒的心意而活的一般人。
We are living for the eternal desire of God.
哦，弟兄姊妹，这里面都特别告诉我们说，我们今天要过教会的生活。
Francis, here it tells us, in order to lead the church life today.
他告诉我们是要与所蒙的召相称的生活。
We have to walk in a manner worthy of the calling with which we have been called.
而且这里面所强调的是这个生活，就是这个行走，而不是做事。
And the emphasis here is to walk in a manner and not to do things.
不是 work 啊，就是说，
而是 not works.
是那个 walking， 不是那个 work。这个英文这很好的，这两个分别是很大的。
So we are called to walk in this manner and not to work in this manner.
这个做事呢，是我们为主做事。
When we work, we work for the Lord.
这是我们所看重的。
This is what we put emphasis
on. 但是主所看重的是我们这个人。
But the Lord put emphasis on the person, our person.
因为讲到行事为人的时候，就说到我们这个人。
Because when we talk about walking in a certain manner, we talk about our personalities, persons.
所以我们这个人要与所蒙的召相称。
So our persons have to be worthy of the calling with which we have been called.
所以这里面，他后面，从第四章后面讲到许多方面的生活。
Toward the end of chapter 4, it talks about many aspects of this life.
弟兄姊妹，我不知道你觉得，如果我们要来想到我们要过一个蒙召的生活，头一方面，可以说你觉得最重要的一方面是过怎样的一种生活呢？
Brothers and sisters, if you are going to live a life of that has been called, what is the most important thing that you think it's required of you?
我有时候想说我记得我那会儿时候我刚刚得救的时候，我在想说，如果我要做过一个蒙召的生活，头一个我就是要做一个好人。
I remember when I was first saved by grace, in order for me to lead a life worthy of this calling, I have to be a good person. At a minimum,
最起码我要做一些的善事。
At a minimum, I have to do good works.
弟兄姊妹，你发现在这里面，他告诉我们的一个蒙召的生活，头一个方面是合一的生活。
Brothers and sisters, however, here it tells us that to lead a life worthy of the calling, we have to lead a life of unity.
弟兄姊妹，这是非常稀奇的。
This is amazing, brothers and sisters.
这是和天然人的观念是完全不一样的。
This is totally contrary to the concept of the natural man.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们蒙恩得救了。
Brothers and sisters, today we've been saved by grace.
我们不仅得着了我们的主。
Not only have we gained of our Lord,
而且我们被带进了一个奇妙的身体的里面。
Also, we have been brought into a wondrous body.
弟兄姊妹，就在我们蒙恩得救的那一刹那。
Brothers and sisters, at the instant when you are saved by grace,
不是你得救很久以后的事情。
It is not that it happens.
就在我们得救的那个时候。
It doesn't happen a long time after you've been saved by grace.
我们就进入了一个奇妙的身体。
You are brought into a wondrous body.
就是基督的身体。
This is the body of Christ.
弟兄姊妹，既然是在身体的里面。
Brothers and sisters, because we are in this body.
对于一个身体来讲，最重要的一件事就是身体要合一。
So to the body, the most important thing is to have unity.
弟兄姊妹，如果身体里面出现了分门别类。
Brothers and sisters, if there are division and strife in the body.
纵然我们可以做很多的善事。
Even though we could do many good deeds,
我们做很多的服事，
and we could do much service,
我们有很好的外面的行为，
and we can have very good outward behavior.
你发现这个身体是非常软弱的身体。
You discover that this body is a very weak body.
这与所蒙的召不相称。
It is not worthy of the calling with which we have
been called. 弟兄姊妹，今天我们要过的生活是与所蒙的召相称的生活。
Brothers and sisters, today we need to walk in a manner worthy of the calling with which we have been called.
哦，弟兄姊妹，这实在是需要圣灵来开启我们。
Brothers and sisters, we truly need to be enlightened by the Holy Spirit.
我们不再是一个单独的个体。
We are not separate individuals.
我们今天乃是被带进基督的身体的里面。
Today we have been brought into the body of Christ.
所以头一个蒙召的生活乃是合一的生活。
So first and foremost, for this life worthy of the calling, it is a life of unity.
我们看使徒保罗，当他蒙恩得救的时候，他就给我们看见这一点。
We can see this point from the life of the Apostle Paul when he was first saved by grace.
当他在大马色路上被主的光所照亮的时候，
when he was shown by this great light on the way to Damascus.
那么当他在跟主祷告以后，
after he had prayed to the Lord,
他说他头一个祷告说主啊你是谁？
His first prayer was, Lord, who are you?
第二个祷告说主你让我做什么？
The second prayer he prayed to the Lord is, Lord, what do you want me to do?
那么主怎么回答他呢？
And how did the Lord answer him?
主说你进大马色去。
The Lord said, you enter Damascus.
在那有人要告诉你的。
Someone will tell you what you need to do.
这是很稀奇的。
This is amazing.
保罗一蒙恩得救的时候，
The instant when Paul was saved by grace,
他里面得到一个启示。
Within him, he got this revelation.
他看见说基督身体的奇妙。
He see the wondrousness of the body of Christ.
不仅他在地上所逼迫的那些基督徒就是逼迫基督。
When he persecuted all the brothers and sisters in the body of Christ, he is persecuting Christ himself.
而且主让他所做的是借着一个亚拿尼亚来告诉他的。
Well, what the Lord wanted him to do is through Ananias.
他刚刚得救，他就知道他需要弟兄姊妹。
The instant he's been saved by grace, he knew he needed brothers and sisters.
刚一得救，他就知道他要过一个合一的生活。
The minute he has been saved by grace, he knew he needed to lead a life of unity.
弟兄姊妹，这是与蒙所蒙的召相称的生活。
Brothers and sisters, this is a life that is worthy of the calling with which he has been called.
那么这里面他告诉我们说，让我们过合一的生活是什么意思呢？
And here it tells us what is the meaning to lead a life of unity.
不是让我们去建立一个合一。
We do not need to manufacture this unity.
不是让我们去产生一个合一。
It is not that we have to make up this unity.
不是让我们把大家都统一起来。
It is not to conquer everybody.
把所有的神的儿女联合起来，这样过一个合一的生活。
It is not to put together and unite all the brothers and sisters and to lead a life.
这里告诉我们说要极力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
Here it tells us in verse 3, we need to be diligent to preserve the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace.
什么意思？
What does it mean?
这里告诉我们说那一个合一已经做成了。
This means here that the unity has already been created.
圣灵已经把这个一做成了。
The Holy Spirit has already created the
Spirit. 在我们得救的时候，这个一就已经放在我们里面了。
When we're saved by grace, the unity has already been put in us.
所以要过合一的生活，是要保守这一个合一。
So to lead this life of unity, we need to preserve the unity of the Spirit.
弟兄姊妹，我们知道这个合一是神借着圣灵所成就的。
Brothers and sisters, we know that this unity has been made by the Holy Spirit.
所以就这个合一本身你也没有办法破坏的。
So the unity itself, you cannot
destroy. 你不能够产生，你也不能够破坏的。
Because you cannot manufacture it, nor can you destroy it.
也毁坏的。
Can be
过一个合一的。我们需要极力合一的心。
We spirit.
这个教会的生活。
When we lead men are worthy of the
的合一。
The spirit.
你说我们那是不是今天
？Is it true that we
我们都要事情呢
？Or that we have to all to do what is
那个
unity,
这里面
later in
不能比这
exceed,
也不如我们要过一个合一的生活
unity,
我们要保守
we have to be
合一
only by
充分条件也是必
and the only
我们就会破坏这个
destroying this unit and if you lack one
这七个
seven,
弟兄给我们你仔细看一个一的话
you study these seven ones carefully if you add one more
你就发现你就要把神的儿女分开
you will separate the children of God
这里面讲到一个身体。
Here it talks about one body.
什么意思？
What does it mean?
什么叫做一个身体？
What does it mean to have one body?
在一个身体里的所有的肢体，他们都共享一个生命。
Which means that all the members in this one body all enjoy one life.
弟兄姊妹，只要是从主重生的神的儿女。
As long as you have been reborn of God.
就和我们是合一的。
So they would have unity with us.
因为我们同有一个生命。
Because we both have one life.
只有这么一个身体。
And we only have one body.
你不可能有两个身体。
You cannot possibly have two bodies.
如果有两个身体，就有两种生命。
Because if you have two bodies, you will have two different lives.
你就看见说就没有那个合一。
Then you would see that there is no unity.
一位圣灵。
One spirit.
弟兄姊妹，只有一位圣灵。
Brothers and sisters, there's only one spirit.
有的时候我们觉得很稀奇。
A lot of times we are amazed.
这个有个弟兄说，圣灵感动我往东走。
One brother says, the Holy Spirit moved me to turn to the east.
另外一个弟兄说，圣灵感动我们往西走。
And the other brother says, the Holy Spirit moved me to walk to the west.
弟兄姊妹，你发现如果有两个灵的话，
Brothers and sisters, if there are two different spirits,
弟兄姊妹，你就看见说马上就出现这个分开的光景。
Immediately you will have division.
不能妄称耶和华的名。
You cannot take the Lord's name in vain.
弟兄姊妹，很多时候我们说话的时候胆子太大了一点。
A lot of times we are too bold when we talk.
只有一位灵。
We only have one spirit.
你就发现在这一位灵的感动底下，神的儿女感动应该是一样的。
And therefore, under the moving of this one spirit, the stirring should be the same for all the children of God.
因为只有一位灵。
Because there's only one spirit.
一个指望。
There's only one hope.
我们都指望被有一天带进主的荣耀里。
We all, our one hope is to be brought into the glory of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们还有另外一个指望，
Brothers and sisters, if we have another hope,
你指望说所有人都跟你一样的话，
if you hope that everybody else will be the
same, 除了那一个荣耀的盼望，你还有其他的指望。
Other than this glorious hope, you have other hopes.
你就发现说这个一就要被破坏。
You will see that there's this destruction in the oneness and unity.
一主。
One Lord.
只有主耶稣是我们的主。
Only the Lord Jesus Christ is our Lord.
当然这个里面的意思很多。
Of course, there are many meanings to it.
至少我们知道我们只属乎他，因为他是我们的主。
At a minimum, we know that we belong to him because he is our
Lord. 他是我们的主人。
He is our master.
你在他以外不能再有别的主人。
Outside of him, you cannot have another master.
你自己还就已经不能再做你的主人。
You cannot be your own master.
因为今天主已经重价用宝血把你买赎了。
Because the Lord has paid a heavy price for you.
我们不再是我们自己的人。
You are no longer your own.
你也不能让别人做主的。
You cannot also be have other people as your master.
有的时候，有的弟兄姊妹就说：“哎呀，你给我们做主好了。”
Some brothers and sisters says, "Why don't you call the shots?"
因为这个，他要去两个地方。
Because he has to go to two places.
你这个总得选择一个地方啊。
And you have to choose one out of
the two. 他不知道怎么样来选择。
And the brother doesn't know how to choose.
他说你来做主好了。
And he said, why don't you be the Lord?
我说我不能做你的主。
And I said, I cannot be your Lord.
只有一位主啊。
There's only one Lord.
只有主耶稣能做你的主啊。
Only the Lord Jesus can be your Lord.
弟兄姊妹，我们只有一位主。
Brothers and sisters, we only have one Lord.
一信。
One faith.
我们只接受主耶稣。
We only accept the Lord Jesus Christ.
一洗。
One baptism.
我们只归入主耶稣。
We're only,
we are
only beyond the Lord.
我们受洗与他的死，归入他的死。
And we are baptized unto his death.
我们与他的死的形状联合，就被与他复活的形状联合。
We're united with the likeness of his death, and we will also be united with the likeness of his resurrection.
我们与主联合在一起。
We're only united with the Lord.
一位神就是。我们的父。
Because God is our Father.
弟兄姊妹，这里边讲的这七个一是充分和必要的条件。
Here, all these seven ones are the sufficient and the only conditions.
弟兄姊妹，这是神让我们极力所保守的。
This is what God wants us to be diligent in preserving.
那我们怎样来保守呢？
And how do we preserve?
他就告诉我们要凡事在第二节，凡事谦虚、温柔、忍耐，用爱心互相宽容，用和平彼此联络，极力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
And in verses 2 and 3, it tells us how we can preserve this. With all humility and gentleness, with patience showing forbearance to one another in love, being diligent to preserve the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace.
这里面就是这个在英文就很好，它是 with, 就是用。因为这里面所说的每一样就指的主的性情说的。
In the English translation, we talk about with all these characters, and these are all the disposition of our Lord Jesus.
用谦卑。
We have to do it with all humility.
用温柔，用忍耐。
with all patience and gentleness.
用爱心的宽容，用和平的联络。
Showing forbearance to one another, in the bond of peace.
我们可以来极力保守这个在圣灵里面的合而为一的心。
So that we are diligent to preserve the unity of the Spirit.
我们可以过一个合一的生活。
So that we can lead a life of unity.
那谦卑，那么当然这个我们的学习方面很多。
There are many aspects by which we can learn about this humility.
有一方面我觉得是非常重要的。
But there's one aspect that I think is important.
在这个过合一生活的里面，
When we lead a life of unity,
我们必须接受身体的限制。
We have to accept the constraints of the body.
弟兄姊妹，这需要用主的谦卑。
We have to learn this by the humility of the Lord.
如果今天主感动我有一个聚会，
Today, if the Lord were to move me to have a gathering,
弟兄姊妹，我们需要和其他的一起服侍的弟兄姊妹有交通。
We have to have fellowship with all the other serving brothers and sisters.
我们要谦卑下来。
We have to humble ourselves.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们不用这个谦卑的话，
If we do not have humility,
你就发现我们没有办法来过这个合一的生活。
You will realize that you cannot lead this life of unity.
我们常常说主感动我做这个，主感动我做这个。
A lot of times we said we're moved by the Lord to do this, to do that.
弟兄姊妹，我们必须学习受身体的限制。
We have to learn to be subject to the constraints of the body.
当我们来学习受身体限制的时候，
As we learn to be constrained by the body.
弟兄姊妹，你发现在身体里的祝福何等的大呢？
Brothers and sisters, you realize how great the blessings are from the body.
比我们单枪匹马，比我们自己在那里努力，在那里怎样的摆上，弟兄姊妹，你都看不见那样的祝福。
The blessings from the body far exceeds the individual blessings when you are doing things all alone, solo.
要用温柔。
And you have to use gentleness.
这个温柔啊，是什么意思？
What does it mean to have gentleness?
这个温柔哈，就中文我觉得翻的蛮也，英文也很好了 ，gentle 就是不是那么硬了，至少不会那么刚硬。
Our brother likes the Chinese word for gentleness, which is not hard at all.
你知道这个软的东西，你就可以碰的。
When something is soft, you can touch it.
弟兄姊妹，你发现很多是我们这个人碰不得的。
A lot of times, we cannot be touched and we cannot be offended.
这个我记得暑假的时候，我去一个弟兄那儿看望他，他在这个中间，他说：“哎呀，我好不好请你去打这个撞球啊？这叫什么？那个铺是吧？那个撞球。”
Oh. I visited a brother over this past summer, and he invited me to play at the pool.
我已经20年没有摸那个东西了。
I haven't played the table pool thing for 20 years.
差不多都快忘记了。
I almost forgot what it was.
哦，我在那里碰的，哎呦，我说这些球好硬啊。
As I was playing the game, I thought these balls are so hard.
他说必须这么硬的。
And he said these balls have to be.
为什么？因为你如果只有这么硬的时候，当你这个球转过去，你才能计算出那一个反弹的方向。
It's only when the ball is hard, then when you hit it with the stick, then you can learn the projectile.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们这个人如果不用温柔的话
，Today if we lack gentleness，
人家稍微碰我们一下
，other people just touch you a little bit，
人家都能算出来我们反弹的方向。
They can calculate our projectile。
弟兄姊妹，我就发现说那个撞球的那一个力量哈、啊，这个反弹的力量一定比那个撞球的力量要小。
I calculated that when the strength by which you hit the ball with is smaller than
bigger
than the ball that would bounce after.
弟兄姊妹，你玩撞球是这个律。
This is the law for the table pool.
但是你碰碰人呢，不是这个律。
But this is not the law when you touch or
hit people. 你要是碰碰该隐的话，你试试看。
But if you touch Abel, you try it.
Cain. 你知道碰该隐呢，你就看见那个反弹是七倍。
If you ever touch Cain, he would rebound
7 times. 如果你敢碰拉麦的话，你更倒霉了。
If you dare to touch Laman, you are indeed in wool.
那就77倍啊。
then you would be rebounded 77 times.
弟兄姊妹，我们天然的人，你发现那个反弹比那个撞球还要厉害。
You know that in your natural self, when you rebound, it is much worse than when this pool table.
我们如果不用温柔的话，弟兄姊妹，我们怎么过教会生活？
If we lack gentleness, how can we have church life?
今天有一个人跟我讲说，我告诉你，你儿子今天在主日学里有问题。
If today somebody comes to me and say, I tell you, your son is problematic in Sunday school.
你知道他讲得非常非常的 soft, 非常非常的轻的。
He used very light words.
因为他要看看我这个反弹的力量。
Because he's calculating the projectile and the
rebounding strength. 如果下次他儿子有问题，你看我这反弹是七倍的话。
And next time if his son is problematic in Sunday school, his rebounding strength would be seven times as much.
弟兄姊妹，我们没有办法在一起过合一的生活。
Brothers and sisters, in this manner, we cannot lead a life of unity.
我们要认识我们这一个天然的这个人。
We need to know our natural man.
他的反弹是很厉害的。
It can rebound very much.
我们必须用温柔。
We truly need gentleness.
用忍耐。
We have to have patience.
我就发现天然的这个人哈，有一件事他最不喜欢的。
There's one thing that a natural man detests.
就是重复。
Repetition.
弟兄姊妹，你就发现说哈，重复哈是我们这个一个人的一个试验。
When there's repetition, it is really a temptation for us.
彼得他就受不了。
Peter cannot bear it.
他已经看见他的兄弟重复了七次。
He saw that his brother has repeated something seven times.
他七次做的事都一样了。
Seven times his brother did the same thing over and over again.
他得罪人他就悔改。
He offended people and then he repented.
他又得罪人他又悔改。
And he offended somebody again, and he repented again.
他重复到第七次的时候。
After this brother has repeated seven times.
你看彼得就忍不住了。
Peter could not bear it anymore.
他说主啊，那么到了第七次的时候怎么办？
And so Peter said to the Lord, what happens when it's seven times?
主就告诉他说要用忍耐。
And the Lord told him, use your patience.
七十乘七次的忍耐。
You have to use patience that is worth 70 times seven.
弟兄姊妹，我们要过合一的生活。
Brothers and sisters, in order for us to lead a life of unity,
有的时候你发现你的弟兄重复的一个软弱七次了。
Sometimes you discover your brother is in weakness of the same weakness seven times.
你看见你的配偶已经重复一个软弱不止七次，说七十次了。
And you discover your spouse is the same weakness 77 times.
弟兄姊妹，这里说要用忍耐。
Here it says that we have to do things with patience.
人的肉体最忍受不了的就是重复。
We in our flesh cannot stand repetition.
甚至来到聚会里，我们都觉得聚会是个重复。
Even when we come to the meetings, we think that this is a repetition.
弟兄姊妹，我们需要用基督的忍耐。
Brothers and sisters, we have to have the patience of
Christ. 否则我们怎么样能够过一个合一的生活呢？
Otherwise, how can we lead a life of unity?
用爱心的宽容。
Showing forbearance to one another in love.
这个我喜欢这个英文的翻译，它的意思就是能够背负这些的一些的软弱。
The English translation illustrates very well how you can bear one another's weakness.
弟兄姊妹，当有人误会的时候，我们能不能背负？
When people misunderstand you, can you forbear?
不是你的责任，但是却加在你的身上。
It is not your responsibility, but it is added upon on you.
主在地上的时候。主的诗篇告诉我们，辱骂你人的辱骂都落在我身上。
When the Lord was on this earth, the Lord said that the rebuke of you have fallen on me.
那个诗篇，大卫的诗篇。那么你知道那里面就讲到我们的主。
This is the Psalms of David, but this refers to our Lord.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们的安慰。
This is our comfort.
人对我们的辱骂最后都落在主身上了。
All the rebukes from people all fall on him, our Lord.
弟兄姊妹，我们能不能像主一样学一点点这样的宽容？
Can we be like Christ and learn a little bit of his
forbearance? 只有这样我们才能够过一个合一的生活。
Only in this manner can we lead a life of unity.
用和平的这个彼此联系。
And we have to do so in a bond of peace.
弟兄姊妹，这个实在是太宝贵了。
Brothers and sisters, this is so precious.
我记得那个前好像就是这个上个礼拜星期二的时候，我那个车子有了问题。
I remember this past Tuesday, I have a car problem.
那个问题很严重。
It was a serious problem.
那个问题严重到什么程度？就是我把整个的车子都熄火，钥匙都拔下来，它还在那里叫，还在那里发出声音来。
The problem was so serious that after I turned off the ignition and took my key out, the car could still make these noises.
那不仅这个产生那个声音，一会儿它产生了好几个钟头。
And the noise would start for hours.
那么后来我一这个开车，哎，他还能把火打着，我很感谢主。
And I turn on the key again, it could still ignite the car.
然后我就赶紧把这个车子，那我赶紧送到车铺去看一看，我这个是太危险了，这个东西。
So I quickly took the car to the body shop.
我说这个一定是很严重的问题。
So I said this is truly a serious problem.
我没有想到啊。
Little do I know.
那个修车师傅把他盖打开以后。
When the person and the mechanic opened the car,
他看了看，他就把那个线给拔掉了。
And he turned off some cable.
我说就这么把我车就给修好了。
So you totally repaired my car?
他说那个东西没有关系，不要没有关系。
and so the mechanic said, if you don't have this connecting cable, this is okay.
弟兄姊妹，在基督身体里，你不能随随便便就把线给拔了。
Brothers and sisters, in the body of Christ, you cannot just disconnect any cable.
可能你觉得这个地方出现很大的问题。
Maybe you think that there's a very serious problem somewhere.
你这个肢体的问题太严重了。
And there's a serious problem with one member.
弟兄姊妹，我们不能随随便便就把那线给拔了。
But we cannot just disconnect from this.
你这个车子可以拔的。
You can disconnect.
基督的身体是不能够拔的。
But you cannot disconnect a member from the body of Christ.
这需要十字架的功课。
This requires the lessons of the cross.
弟兄姊妹，只有十字架才能成就和平。
Brothers and sisters, only the cross can accomplish the peace.
弟兄姊妹，这里面给我们看见我们怎样能够过一个合一的生活。
Here it tells us how we can lead this life of unity.
那么后面他就紧接着就告诉我们，我们如果过一个蒙召的生活。
And here it tells us that if we walk in a manner worthy of the calling,
是一个与所蒙的召相称的生活。
Worthy of the calling with which we have been called.
头一个就是合一的生活。
First, we have to have a life of unity.
第二个就是侍奉的生活。
Secondly, we have to lead a life of service.
从第七节一直到十六节。
From verse 7 all the way to verse 16.
前面六节讲到合一的生活。
The first six verses talk about the life of unity.
后面的这些经文讲到侍奉的生活。
These other verses talk about the life of consecration.
弟兄姊妹，我们蒙恩得救以后，我们必须学习侍奉。
Brothers and sisters, after we have been saved by grace, we have to learn to serve.
因为我们今天是被带进身体的里面。
Because today we have been brought into the body.
在一个身体里面，没有一个肢体是不尽功用的。
In this body, there is not one member that will not fulfill its function.
弟兄姊妹，如果一个身体里面有的肢体是不尽功用的。
Brothers and sisters, if in the body there are some members that are not fulfilling its purpose.
不仅这个肢体受严重的亏损。
Not only this particular member would be falling short of the glory of God.
整个身体都要进入那个软弱的里面。
The entire body will enter into weakness.
弟兄姊妹，因为今天我们所要过的生活是与所蒙的召相称的生活。
Because today we're called to walk in a manner worthy of the calling with which we have been called.
弟兄姊妹，既然是蒙召的生活。
Because it is a life of the calling.
我们就必须要过合一的生活。
We have to lead a life of unity.
我们就必须过一个侍奉的生活。
We have to lead a life of service.
弟兄姊妹，侍奉是我们的生命。
Service is our life.
弟兄姊妹，你想想身体里的任何一个肢体。
You think about any members in your own body.
当它不尽功用的时候。
When the member is not fulfilling its function.
或者你停止它的功用的时候。
Or when you cease its function.
它就开始软弱。
The member will start to become weak.
我不知道你有没有这样的经历。
I don't know whether you have similar experiences.
我曾经躺在这个床上三个月之久。
I have been laying in bed for 3 months.
当我三个月之后头一次起来走路的时候。
After 3 months, the first time I started to walk.
我发现我好像一个刚刚学走路的婴孩一样。
I discovered that I was like a babe who just started to learn to walk.
好像这个腿它的功用完全都忘记了一样。
It's like my legs have forgotten their function.
那么有人问我说为什么让我为什么要戴眼镜？
Somebody asked me why I needed to wear glasses.
我说我戴眼镜不是为了看的。
I did not wear glasses to see.
是为了要让我的一个眼睛让它重新恢复它的功用。
I'm wearing glasses to correct the vision of one of my eyes.
因为有一个眼睛，医生说它叫做 lazy eye， 是一个懒惰的眼睛。
Because I have lazy eye.
那么这个眼睛呢，它自己天生是有些毛病的。
This particular eye in itself, in the natural state, has some.
它看东西不像另外一个眼睛看得那么清楚。
This eye does not see as clearly as the other eye.
他好像觉得既然看不清楚，我就不看了。
And this eye says, if I can't see very clearly, then I won't see.
在我小的时候，这个眼睛的视力是 0.8.
When I was young, this particular eye had a
vision of 0.8. 等到上大学的时候，变成了 0.5.
And in college, it was
0.5. 等到我去配这个眼镜的时候，已经是 0.1 了。
And when I had these glasses, it was the power was 0.1.
但是当它的功用慢慢被恢复以后。
However, when its function is gradually restored,
你发现那个视力就被恢复过来。
And you realize its vision is also gradually restored.
弟兄姊妹，在基督身体的每一个肢体，必须学习释放。
In the body of Christ, every single member has to learn to serve.
释放是我们的生命。
To learn to serve is our life.
而且释放是我们一个极大的保护。
And when we're serving, we are protected greatly.
弟兄姊妹，你知道，任何一个肢体，你老久不动它的时候
，Brothers and sisters, you know that if you don't move a particular member in the body,
它出了很严重的毛病，你都不晓得了。
Then when it has serious problem, you wouldn't even know.
你知道有些人做电脑的
，Some people work on computers.
他的这个脖子从来不动的
，They never use their neck and move their neck.
等到脖子产生极大的难处的时候才晓得。
Then they had a huge problem with their neck. Then they realized they haven't been moving their necks.
哦，弟兄姊妹，侍奉不仅是我们的生命。
Not only do we live to serve.
侍奉实在是我们生命的保护啊。
The service is also truly our protection.
如果我们不侍奉的话。
If we do not serve.
你主日来到这里，连祷告都不祷告的。
You come here on the Lord's Day, you will not even pray.
头天晚上看，你别看到几点都可以的。
You can watch TV until whatever hour the night before.
反正第二天没有我的事儿。
Because you don't have to do anything the following day.
如果我们看见说我们是基督身体上的一个肢体。
If we see that we are members in the body of Christ.
我们必须尽我们的功用。
We have to fulfill our function.
弟兄姊妹，许许多多的引诱试探，我们都躲过去了。
And we can dart a lot of these
你跟弟兄过不去的事，你必须到主的面前去对付。
If you have something, if your husband has offended you, you have to come before the Lord.
因为主说，如果还有半文钱没有还清的话
，If you have, if you owe a brother half a penny,
当你在那里献上祷告的时候，你里面就会有控告。
When you offer your prayers, there will be condemnation in you.
哦，弟兄姊妹，侍奉实在是我们极大的保护。
Brothers and sisters, service indeed is a great protection.
弟兄姊妹，每一个蒙恩得救的神的儿女。
Every single child of God who has been saved by grace.
我们刚刚蒙恩得救，我们就必须进入到身体的侍奉的里面。
Instantly, when we've been saved by grace, we have to enter into the service of the body.
而且这是身体的侍奉。
Also, this is the service in the body.
在身体之外的所谓的侍奉都不叫做侍奉。
Outside of the body, any so-called service is not service.
因为这个侍奉完全是为了整个身体的。
Because this service is entirely for the body.
所以你看这个次序是非常重要的。
So you can see the priority and the sequence here.
它必须首先是合一的生活。
First, you have to lead a life of unity.
然后他就带我们进入身体的侍奉。
And then it leads us into the life of service.
这里面就特别说到主今天实在说来已经给我们每一个蒙恩得救的神的儿女都有了恩赐。
Truly, it says here that the Lord has given each one of the children of God a gift.
我们的主他从死里复活重生了我们。
Our Lord was born again, arose from the dead, and he gave us rebirth.
不仅他重生我们
Not only has we born again.
这里不仅告诉我们他从死里复活。
Not only was our Lord rose from the dead.
他更是升上高天。
He also ascended on high.
他掳掠了仇敌的能力。
He had the ability to lead captives.
弟兄姊妹，他把圣灵赐下来。
He gave us the Holy Spirit.
借着圣灵，他给我们每一个在基督身体里的肢体都有一个功用。
And through the Spirit, He has given each single member a gift to fulfill His function.
我们都有一个恩赐。
We each have a gift.
每一个神的儿女都有恩赐。
Every child of God has a gift.
这个恩赐是属灵的恩赐。
This gift is a spiritual gift.
不一定就是你天然的那个才干。
Not necessarily your talent in your natural life.
天然的才干不一定就是你那个属灵的恩赐。
Your naturalcapabilities is not necessarily your spiritual gift.
有的人很会讲话的。
Some people are very eloquent.
但是不一定他这个属灵的恩赐是做口的。
But however, he may not be the proper outlet in his spiritual gift.
弟兄姊妹，那是圣灵随着己意来赐给身体的。
It is the Holy Spirit working after its counsel.As a gift to the body.
而且这里告诉我们说，当我们在那里侍奉的时候，怎么叫做就在那里服侍呢
？It also tells us as we serve the body, how do we serve?
什么叫做就尽我们的那个功用呢
？How do we fulfill our function?
这里告诉我们，不是仅仅的做事情。
It says that it is not just accomplishing some tasks.
或者仅仅是讲一篇道。
Or just to preach a sermon.
这里告诉我们是要把恩典供应出去。
It is that we have to supply grace.
今天有人觉得说服侍就是讲篇道。
Sometimes people feel that to serve is to preach a sermon.
就是服侍就是做一些的事情。
To serve is to do some tasks.
当然这些事看起来好像是在做事情。
You know, outwardly speaking, it is like we're doing tasks.
但是服侍乃是借着这些的外面的事情来把恩典供应出去。
However, through these outward things, we are supplying grace outwardly.
是让恩典能够供应出去。
So that the grace can be supplied to other members. So that people can gain grace.
所以弟兄姊妹，这里面给我们看见，这是在基督身体里面那一个身体的释放。
So we can see that this is the service in the body.
那现在有个问题。
Now we have a question.
你在那喊了半天。
You have said all these things.
那我的恩赐是什么呢
？Well, what is my gift?
我得救了一段时间了。
I've been saved for a period.
那我的恩赐到底是什么呢
？What is my gift?
那我到底应该在基督身体里尽怎样的功用呢
？And what kind of function am I supposed to fulfill in the body of Christ?
很多时候我们觉得我们自己不晓得我们的功用在哪里。
A lot of times we do not know what our function is in the body of Christ.
所以有的时候刚开始得救的时候，大家觉得功用都在厨房里面。
And so when we're first saved by grace, we all are fulfilling our function in the kitchen.
所以这个厨房里面人是最多的。
So there are the most people serving in the kitchen.
弟兄姊妹，这里面我们就看见说，这个就让我们要脱离小孩子的光景。
So here we see that we cannot continue to become like children.
弟兄姊妹，恩赐或者这功用这个显不出来的原因，是因为生命不够长大。
The reason why the gift and the function are not manifested is because the life is not fully grown.
你发现小朋友在他半年以前，你去抱他，他不会太多的分辨的。
You realize when you're holding a six months or below babies, they will not argue with you.
你发现他们的眼睛的那个功用还没有显得那么完全。
Because their eyes are not fully functioning.
等到半岁以后，你发现就不一样了。
After 6 months or older, it's totally different.
弟兄姊妹，你看见说，在一个身体里面那个功用是随着生命的长大，它慢慢就成全的。
You see that in the function of a body, as the life is growing, then the function is being fulfilled.
随着那个生命长大，它就显明出来。
As the life is growing, the function is being revealed.
我们家太太有的时候，她想留着这个女儿在她小的时候画的画。
My wife wants to keep my daughter as in her earlier years.
那些画的那些画。
In the drawings that my daughter drew when she was young.
你去看的时候，你就知道那个手不听话的。
You realize that these drawings when painted by my daughter when she was young.
没有一条线是直的。
Not one line, straight line is straight.
全都好像锯齿一样。
They're all like a seesawing.
但你现在去看我女儿画的画就不一样了。
However, if you look at the paintings of my daughter now, they're totally different.
所以这里面你发现神在他的恩典的里面就赐下四种的人作为恩赐来成全众圣徒。
So you see that in the grace of God, he has given four gifts to equip the saints.
把这四种的恩赐赐下来，目的是让众圣徒的这个属灵生命能够长大。
The reason why he gave these four gifts is so that the life of the saints can grow up.
脱离那个婴孩、小孩子的光景。
So that we can outgrow the baby face.
能够极力进到那个完全的地步。
So that with diligence we can go into perfection.
能够在真道上合而为一。
So that we can attain the unity of the faith.
认识神的儿子。
So that we can get the true knowledge of the Son of God.
让这个长大成人
and to a mature man,
满有基督长成的身量
to the measure of the stature which belongs to the
Lord Christ. 这些的众圣徒因着这四种恩赐的成全
because the saints have been equipped by these four gifts,
他们就开始尽属灵的功用
they start to fulfill their spiritual functions.
他们就开始建立基督的身体
the saints are building up the body of Christ.
弟兄姊妹建立基督的身体直接的是借着每一个肢体。
The body of Christ is built directly by each saint.
那些大有恩赐的是间接的。
All these people with great gifts, they are only building up the body of Christ indirectly.
神把他们赐下来不是让我们来建立他们的事工。
God has given us those people not to build up their own service.
不是让他们建立他们的这个工作。
It is not to build up their own work.
神把这些恩赐赐下来是要成全众圣徒。
The reason why God gave us these gifts is to equip all the saints.
是让每一个肢体的生命都开始长大。
So that every single member of this body can start to grow.
都能够晓得自己属灵的功用是什么。
So that every member of the body will know its function.
在这个生命里面一同的来尽属灵的功用。
And their spiritual function.
你就看见说这个整个的基督的身体就开始增长。
Then you see that the body of Christ is starting to grow.
哦，弟兄姊妹，这是何等的奇妙。
Brothers and sisters, how amazing.
这是我们今天要过的侍奉的生活。
This is the life of service that we need to lead today.
这里当然有说到使徒、先知、传福音的。
Here it talks about apostles, prophets, and evangelists.
后面讲到中文翻成牧师和教师。
Later on, they talk about pastors and teachers.
但是在这个原文里面是讲到牧养的和教导的。
In the original text is the shepherds and the teaching.
这两个实在说是一个功用。
The pastors and teachers is one gift.
凡是这个牧养的都应该会教导。
Anybody who is a shepherd should
凡是教导的都应该是牧养的。
Anybody who is a teacher should know how to shepherd.
所以严格说来是四种的这个恩赐。
So strictly speaking, there are four gifts.
神把这四种的人赐给教会。
So God has given these four types of people to the church.
不是建立这四种人的他们的工作。
It is not to establish the works of these four types of people.
乃是成全众生。
But it is for the equipping of all the saints.
盼望主的话纠正我们许多的观念。
May the word of the Lord correct a lot of our misconceptions. 因为
今天在地上许许多多大的恩赐是让神的儿女们来成全他们。
A lot of these great works in this earth is to equip the great works of
these other, 是要成全他们的职事,
other people's ministry,
成全他们的工作,
to equip and fulfill their work.
哦，弟兄姊妹，主的话不是这样说的。
Brothers and sisters, the word of God does not say that.
主的话是说是要建立基督的身体。
The word of the Lord says we need to equip the body of Christ.
那么具体的来讲，我们在基督的身体里怎样来学习服事呢？
So practically, how can we learn to serve in the body of Christ?
就在后面，在第十五节后面，十五节和十六节。
It is found in verses 15 and 16.
他说：“我用爱心说诚实话。”
But holding to the truth and love.
我们知道这句话常常被人来引用的。
We know that this verse has been frequently quoted.
当我看见你的孩子有问题的时候。
When I see that there's some problem with your child,
我就要在爱心里来说诚实话。
Then I need to speak the truth and love.
你就看见说，有的时候说到一个地步，大家彼此之间都不能再讲话了。
we will speak the truth and love to a such extent that we no longer talk anymore.
这里面这个刚才这个读英文，你英文他就说是在爱里面说真理。
It is to speaking the truth and love.
或者说这个或者一种翻译说是在爱里面持住真理。
And other translations say to hold to the truth and love.
弟兄姊妹，我们不是讲所谓的一些的事实。
Brothers and sisters, we're not talking about some facts.
很多时候我们讲的事实是如何。
With a lot of times we say the fact is so and so.
摆事实讲道理。
And we talk the fact and we reason it out.
我们把这个叫做在爱里面说诚实话。
And we call that speaking the truth.
这些的所谓的事实，所谓的道理，只能够让人彼此的分开。
And these so-called facts and reasoning are just
divisive. 不能够成全众圣徒。
It cannot equip all the saints.
不能够让基督的身体被建立起来。
It cannot build up the body of Christ.
这里说要说的是真理。
Here we say that we have to speak the truth.
只有主耶稣是真理。
Only the Lord Jesus is the truth.
弟兄姊妹，我们在这里讲的是真理，不是讲这些是非。
We're not talking. We're only speaking the truth. We're not gossiping.
也不是讲神学。
We're not talking about theology.
也不是讲这世界上的哲学或者其他的心理学或任何的这些学问。
We're not also not talking about philosophy or psychology or any of these
worldly knowledge. 这些都不能够使基督的身体得以建立。
None of those things can build up the body of Christ.
只有说真理能够让基督的身体得以建立。
Only when we speak the truth can we build up the body of Christ.
主说你们必晓得真理，真理必叫你们得以自由。
And the Lord says, you will know the truth and the truth will make you free.
真理让人从许多的捆绑，从许多的那些的败坏里面都释放出来。
The truth will liberate you from a lot of corruption and failure.
后面告诉我们说，凡事长进，连于元首基督。
Later on, it says that we are to grow up in all aspects into Him who is the head, even Christ.
每一件事都和主连在一起。
We have to grow up in all aspects into the Lord.
每一件事都受元首的支配。
Everything is under the command of the head.
今天早晨，这个我们这一开始，我们弟兄选的那个经文，就是他在凡事上居首位。
And now a brother has chosen the passage in the table meeting about how he is preeminent in all things.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们不是受环境的支配。
Brothers and sisters, we're not under the command of
the environment. 不是受人多人少的支配。
We're not under the command of whether there's a large crowd or small crowd. 我们
乃是受元首的支配。
But we're under the command of the head.
你看，当这以色列人在旷野的时候，多少的人都要回到埃及去。
You see that when the Israelites were in the wilderness, how many people wanted to go back to Egypt?
只有两个人。
Only two people.
他们愿意受元首的支配。
They want to be under the command of the head.
他们我们必能得胜。
They say that we will surely succeed.
仇敌是我们的食物。
The enemy is our food.
弟兄姊妹，我们要受元首的支配。
Brothers and sisters, we have to be under the command of the head.
每一件事都受元首的支配。
Everything has to be under the command of the head.
我告诉你说，靠他联络的合适。
From whom the whole body being fitted and held together.
我很喜欢中文的这个翻译。
I really like the Chinese translation.
你知道靠人的聪明智慧的联络常常不合适。
You know that it is, a lot of times it is hard to fit and hold things together by men's wisdom.
那更不合适。
And it is, you cannot hold and fit people together by the computer.
靠他。
You rely on one person.
靠着元首。
Oh, you have to rely on the head.
借着元首这样联络才合适。
And because of the head and relying on him, then we're being fitted and held together.
这个每一年这个过感恩节的时候。
Every year in Thanksgiving.
我们在当伯那边，这福音朋友加上弟兄姊妹加上孩子，大概其实差不多150-160个人。
We have about 150-160 people, brothers, sisters, and gospel friends.
我们一般的只有四个家庭打开。
We usually only have four families who are willing to open up their homes.
我们和一些有服侍的弟兄姊妹在一起祷告交通差不多前后一个多月的时间。
For about a month, I've been praying and fellowshipping with the serving brothers and sisters.
我们发现要联络的合适很不容易。
It is very hard to fit and hold people together.
这实在不是靠着人的智慧能够联络的合适。
It is not by men's wisdom that we can be fitted and held together.
弟兄姊妹，靠他联络的合适。
But by through Christ, we can be fitted and held together.
你在一个小组的查经里面。
In a small group Bible study.
是靠他联络的合适。
It is by him that we're fit and held together.
有的时候这个有人带会, 他一带, 一共才一个小时的查经, 他一带会就带45分钟。
Sometimes in a Bible study, somebody is leading and he would take up 45 minutes out of an hour.
他只是开个头,
he's only supposed to make a start.
他这个头开了45分钟,
but the start lasted 45 minutes.
靠着人就联络的不合适。
So you see that through men, it is not fit and held together.
我就让你们交通好了, 感谢赞美主, 这一章我没读懂, 把时间交给大家。
And some people would say, well, I did not understand this passage. Well, why don't we all freely share?
弟兄姊妹, 靠他联络的合适。
But it is only by him where we're fitted and held together.
弟兄姊妹, 你发现我们每一个人, 如果这样的联于元首基督的时候,
you realize that when we are growing up in all aspects unto the head, even in a small sharing meeting, it is full of the blessings of the Lord.
后面说, 百节各按各职, 照着个体的供应彼此相助。
By that which every joint supplies, according to the proper working of each individual part.
这里面内容很多, 我就稍微, 我就重点的提一下。
Let me refer to some main points.
这里讲到说有许多供应的节, 他们非常的丰富, 很多关节, 他们丰富的供应身体。
It talks about there are many joints that are richly supplying the body.
各个肢体都彼此的配合在一起, 彼此的相助。
And all the members work with each other and help each other.
我很喜欢这个彼此相助。
In the Chinese language, Chinese text, there is this mutual assistance.
而且是照着个体的那个度量, 在这个原文有那个, 照着它的 measure, 照着它的度量 来彼此相助。
And in the original text, it talks about helping each other out according to its measure.
弟兄姊妹, 这是非常稀奇的。
Brothers and sisters, this is amazing.
在基督身体里面的, 越是有供应的, 你就发现, 越是越重要的, 身体里面你就, 我说看见这个身体里, 越是重要的那些的供应, 你就发现它必须照着那个 measure, 必须照着那一个所量的那个度量在那里供应。
You realize that in our body, the more important the function of that member, the more it has to be done according to the measure given to the member.
你像人身体里面有这个免疫系统。
You see that we have this immunity system in our body.
太重要了。
It is so important.
但是它必须照着它的度量在那里供应。
But it has to be providing immunity according to its measure.
如果它过了它的那一个度量。
If it exceeds its measure.
它不在元首底下在那里受控制的话。
It is not under the control of the head.
我们知道有一种的疾病, 就是肾脏的疾病, 就是因着它的免疫系统过了自己的度量。
There's a disease called the autoimmune diseases that because the immunity system is exceeding its measure.
他把他的肾脏, 他不仅把这个外来的这些细菌都给灭掉了, 把自己的肾脏的细胞也给破坏了。
The immunity system not only destroys all the outward germs, it also destroys its own kidney.
在基督身体里的侍奉也是一样。
It is likewise in the service in the body of Christ.
我们就发现, 有些的肢体, 哈, 你真的缺不了它。
We discover that in the body of Christ in service, we cannot lack any members.
那功用实在太宝贵了。
Because those members have such precious functions.
但是如果你使用它的话, 身体也受不了。
However, if you start to use these members, the body cannot bear it.
你缺了它, 受不了。
And if you're missing those members, the body cannot bear it either. But if you use those members, the body cannot bear it either.
弟兄姊妹在基督身体里的侍奉, 何等需要凡事都连于元首基督。
In service, in the body of Christ, how we need to be connected in all aspects unto the head.
在教会侍奉里面, 有的时候就看见说只能够祷告。
In the service, in the body of Christ, sometimes we can only pray.
你不能像那个车子一样就把那个线拔了，不可以的。
You cannot be like my car, where you just disconnect a cable.
弟兄们，你也不能够说你就来使用，也是不可以的。
And you cannot just leisurely use a function.
因为无论你是把线拔了还是你使用, 那最后整个的见证都是被毁坏的。
Because whether you just disconnect a cable or you just use a member, the ultimate testimony is totally destroyed.
需要祷告。
So we need to pray.
让每一个这些供应的节, 每一个肢体都能够受元首的支配。
so that every joint that supplies will be under the command of the head.
能够照着那个所量的那个度量在那里供应, 那就非常的美。
And according to the measure that is given to it, then it will be beautiful.
弟兄姊妹在基督身体里面的侍奉是需要许许多多的学习。
And therefore, we need to learn much in regarding service in the body of Christ.
弟兄姊妹，只有我们这样的来学习，我们才能过一个所与所蒙的招相称的生活。
And only when we learn these lessons can we walk in a manner worthy of the calling with which we have been called.
感谢主，主这样的恩待我们。
We thank the Lord who is so gracious to us.
这样的呼召了我们。
And He has called us in this manner.
让我们不仅答应他的呼召。
Not only do we respond to His calling,
也愿意过一个与所蒙的召相称的生活。
May we also live a life worthy of the calling with which we have been called.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
主啊, 我们何等感谢你。
Lord, how we thank you.
感谢你把赐人智慧启示的灵赐给了我们。
We thank you that you've given us the spirit of wisdom and of revelation.
感谢你借着启示的灵光照我们的心眼。
We thank you that you have opened the eyes of our heart.
让我们认识你自己旨意的奥秘。
So that we know the mystery of your will.
让我们知道我们今天蒙恩得救实在是何等大的福分。
So that we know that it is such a blessing to be saved by grace.
我们今天所蒙的恩召有何等的指望。
So that we have such hope in the calling by which we have been called.
主啊，真求主你让我们越过越清楚越明白这。 这样，这个呼召是怎样一个荣耀的呼召？
May we understand this glorious calling more and more.
也愿我们有这样一个受教的心。
May we also have a teachable heart.
让圣灵带领我们来一同过教会的生活。
When the Holy Spirit leads us to lead this church life.
好让教会合一的见证显明在你教会的里面。
So that the testimony of the unity of the Spirit can be manifested.
教会你自己的身体能够被建立起来
So that your own church, your own body can be built up
听我们的祷告
Hear our prayer
靠主耶稣基督的名
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ we pray